Well, thank you for choosing to spend your time with us this morning. You're about to hear a message from Pastor James Strickland from Sharon Baptist Church. You can find out more about Sharon Baptist on their website, SharonBaptistConcord.com, or watch them live Sundays and Wednesdays on Facebook, Sharon Baptist Concord. Pastor James is going to preach a message about confronting and correcting your culture. Here he is.
And Jesus, what makes his name so awesome? Because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. I'm talking about from the beginning to the end. The saved and the lost. Every knee shall bow. And every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That's why God had written in his word that God had highly exalted Jesus and given him a name above every name. There's no other name like Jesus. And because of those reasons, and Brian, I appreciate the music you shared. It fits right in what we're going to try to preach today. God knows how to put his things together for us, doesn't he? We're living in a day and age when we need Jesus more desperately than we ever have needed him before. That's why I'm going to preach today, or attempt to preach with the Holy Spirit's help today, on confronting and correcting our culture in which we're living today. Turn with me, please, in your scriptures to the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 5. I'm going to read verses 13 through verse 16 in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5. Verse 13 through 16, very familiar passage. I'm sure you've heard it preached from, I've preached from it many times, but while we're on vacation last couple of weeks ago, God impressed on my heart during the middle of the night one night this message. I've thought about it and kind of, as you know, Brian and Jason, you kind of mull things over in your heart and your mind about a message and you let it kind of turn over and kind of come to fruition. Well, that's what I've done for 2 weeks, and God's given us a message about confronting and correcting our modern day culture. You find the answers here in Matthew 5, verse 13. These are the words of our Lord, and he says, Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I don't know about you, but if you even casually view the news or hear the news or listen to the news, you hear a lot of talk today about canceling the culture, canceling this, canceling that, canceling history of how our nation was founded, canceling our heritage. Our modern day rulers of our nation would cancel Christianity if they could. They'd cancel Jesus if they could. They're trying at least to do that, aren't they? A year ago or so, you remember they shut the churches down. They'd love to shut the churches down completely because we stand as a direct affront into what they want to do. I even heard a couple of weeks ago, I don't remember who the news person was, you might have heard it as yourself, but I heard it said, this news person compared Christians and Christianity to homegrown terrorists. What in the world is our culture coming to? Where in the world is our culture headed today at its present pace? But you've got to remember now, beloved, that Jesus lived in a similar time years ago with a similar culture that we're living in today. They would have loved to have stamped out Christianity in the first century if they could. They thought they got rid of Jesus when he was crucified, but he fooled them. He came back. So you see, Jesus lived in a similar time as we're living today. So don't think it only has happened to you and to me in modern day culture. It happened way back in Jesus' day. Jesus faced the same things that we're facing today. But yet he confronted those things of his day, and he changed those things of his day. He not only changed the culture of his day, he changed the whole world in his day. And he wants us, beloved, today to do the same thing that he did when he walked here on the face of the earth. Is it possible to change our culture today? Or have we gone too far to correct it? Questions we need answers for. Must we just stand by today and allow Satan and all his demons and rulers to just ruin our nation, wreck our society, and stamp out Christianity? Not so. I beg your pardon. Jesus made a difference in his day. And Jesus tells us how we can make a difference in the day in which you and I are living today. Would you like to learn how to confront and correct the culture of today? I certainly would. So, would you like to make a difference in what's going on in our nation today? I hope you would. I think you would. Well, Jesus here in this passage shows us how to do that. There are, I'm sure, many more things that we could share that would be great truths about how to help our culture. But I see two primary things here in this passage. Jesus points out to us, if we'll do the same thing in our day as he did in his day, we can impact our culture and our society with these truths, and it will make a difference not only in time, but in eternity as well. Jesus is the only answer, beloved, to our culture. Jesus is the only answer to our government, to our leaders, to our churches, to our lives. Jesus is the only answer. If you'd like to see our culture changed for the better, Jesus shows us here how to do it. Two things I want you to see. He says, it all revolves around Jesus and Jesus alone. These two truths I want to share with you are the very factors and the only factors that'll ever confront our culture and correct our culture and make our world better. Two things. Number one, it's exhibiting Jesus. And number two is exalting Jesus. So let's look at those two truths together. First of all, Jesus says, you need to exhibit me. Look at verse 13 through 15. He says in those verses, I have called you to be and designated you to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. If we would begin afresh today in our individual lives, in our individual churches, if we'd begin afresh today to put Jesus on exhibit in our lives on a day-to-day, daily display, it would make a difference. You say, well, preacher, how can I make a difference? Look at Jesus. He was only one person. He was one man. He was God, yes, but total man. He was one man, and he made a difference. And he changed the culture, and he changed the world of his day. He changed it for God, and he changed it for good. Could we do the same today? Or are we too intimidated by our current leadership? Too intimidated by our current culture? Are we too intimidated today to stand up and present Christ, exhibit him on a daily basis in our lives? Now, beloved, listen. The devil's very quick to stand up in your face, to stand up in our faces and to display daily His agenda for this nation, His agenda for Christianity, and His agenda for the church. Wouldn't you agree? Well, why can't we then stand up and exhibit Jesus? We're given two things here in these verses, 13, verse 14, verse 15. There's a couple things here I want you to see that we can do. Through these two truths, we can exhibit Jesus in our culture today, and it will make a difference. First of all, notice this. It's through preservation. Jesus said in verse 13, He said, ye are the salt of the earth. Beloved, listen, these are the words of our Lord. Jesus said, you, personally, you, presently, you are present tense, continuous action. You are the salt of the earth. Wouldn't you agree that our nation needs some preservation today? Wouldn't you agree our nation needs some preserving today? The only way it'll ever be preserved is through exhibiting Jesus Christ to our culture. We must exhibit Jesus as the only way our culture can be preserved today. This cannot be achieved by any form of government, past or present or even the future. Government cannot make America great. America cannot make America better. Only Jesus can make America great or better at all. We've already seen the effects of governments and their attempts to make America better, some to make America last, some to make America worst. Just as salt is a preservative, just as salt is a preservation to food and to meat, to hold decay at bay, and to preserve food and meat, and to give our food flavor. That's exactly what Christianity does today. Jesus Himself can only preserve our culture and preserve it from decay and preserve it from ruin. And only Jesus can give our nature and give by nature our culture the flavor that it needs today. Jesus Christ is the only way our culture can ever be saved from decay and ruin. Beloved, listen. We have a great work to do as a church. We have a great work to do as Christians in helping to preserve our nation. Will you join me to help our nation be preserved by exhibiting Jesus through preservation? But then He says also, you're to be a penetration. You're to be not only salt, He said, you're to be the light of the world. We are designated by Christ. We are commissioned by Christ. We are commanded by Christ to be salt and to be light to this world. Now you have to admit, if you even casually look at the news, listen to the news, or open your eyes to society today, you have to realize we're living in a dark day. And it's getting darker by the day. It's not getting brighter. It's not getting lighter. It's getting darker by the day. What is the remedy for darkness? Light. Someone has said, and I heard it a few weeks ago, I don't know who said it, never, I give them credit, but I don't know, don't remember. But they said this, don't worry about the dark, light a light. Isn't that what Jesus said to us? You are the light of the world. Isn't that just exactly what Jesus told us to do? Penetrate this culture. Penetrate our society. Penetrate our world. This current darkness that we're in the midst of today. And you know Jesus also said that men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds are evil. Well then who is the light? Jesus is the light. Jesus Himself said when He's on this earth, He said, I'm the light of the world. And when Jesus went back to heaven, he said to his children, he said to the church, he said to you, he said to me, all of us who know the Lord Jesus as our Savior, he said, now you're the light of the world. We're to reflect and exhibit, if you will, through penetration in this culture in which we live, we're to penetrate that darkness with the light of Jesus Christ. How are we penetrating that darkness today? With salt and with light. What impact are we having today exhibiting Jesus to our culture? He says, your light must not be put under a bushel. You don't light a candle and cover it with a bushel. What happens if you do? You either extinguish the light or you dim the light that no one can see it. He said, your light cannot be put under a bushel. It's got to be like a city set on a hill where everybody can see it, he says. Christ's light will extinguish the darkness which we're experiencing today. It doesn't matter how dark a room can be. You can take this total sanctuary. You could put curtains over the windows, black it out, turn off the lights so you can't see a thing. If you'd light one small candle, it will dispel all the darkness in this room. One candle will dispel total darkness. So what's a remedy for darkness? It's light. It's to exhibit the light of the world, who is Jesus, through our preservation as salt, through our penetration as light. Yes, well, preacher, I appreciate what you're saying, but how am I going to make a difference with the opposition today so great as it is, causing people who disagree to lose their jobs, lose their livelihoods? How can I, with all this opposition, make a difference in the world today? Just like Jesus did when he was here on this earth. He was one man. He never traveled much more in his whole life than maybe 50 miles on this earth. Yet he made a difference with salt and light, and he changed the whole culture of the whole world. Your life, your influence, your testimony will make a difference. I promise you, don't you think it won't? Don't you think it's too dark? Don't you think it's hopeless? Don't you think the opposition is too great? Your life will make a difference if you'll just exhibit Jesus. It'll make a difference in time. It'll make a difference in eternity as well. But there's a second truth. To confront our culture and change it for the better, we must exhibit Jesus on a day-by-day basis. But there's a second truth I want you to see. We must also exalt Jesus. Listen to what he said in verse 16. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Well, preacher, how can I exalt Jesus in such a day as this? Jesus explains here how to do it. When Jesus is exalted and Jesus is magnified, certain things will come to take place. Certain results will take place in a culture. Certain things will take place in a country. Certain things will take place in a church, in an individual's life. Would you like to see them? Would you like to understand what they are to help us be encouraged in these days? Look at them with me in this verse 16. And begin to exalt Christ Jesus everywhere you go, in all your conversation and everything you do. See these things. He says in verse 16, three things will happen. Number one, we must shine to the world when they see your good works. Let your light so shine, let your salt so preserve, so that when they see your good works, they have to be seen. We've got to shine to the world as never before. Remember, the only way to dispel darkness is to light a light. Listen, seems like our light as a church has been pretty dim lately. as a church across our nation. I'm not talking about just our congregation. I'm talking about the church in general, the real church of the Lord God on the face of the American soil. The whole light is rather dim lately, wouldn't you say? It's time for the church to trim our wick, to let our light so shine before the world. The devil has certainly let his light shine, isn't he, throughout the whole world. We've got to learn to let our light so shine like a beacon in the darkness to help people have the light to see the way and guide them to the truth of the Lord Jesus. Exalt Him that they may see Him. Amen. Our culture needs hope. Our culture needs light. And Jesus is the only hope and the only light for our culture. So you see, we must shine again fresh and exalt Jesus to the world. But then He says that they may see your good works. Wouldn't you agree that our nation needs to see some good works? We're seeing enough bad works, aren't we? Wouldn't you say our nation needs some salt, some light, some preservation, some penetration? Wouldn't you agree? They need to see it in action today. They're already seeing the devil in action. All around you, everywhere you turn, you see the devil in action. Don't you? It's time to display some light, some salt, that they can see our good works. Wouldn't you agree? Where are they going to see these good works? They're only going to see them in you and in me. The kind of works they're seeing today, almost would have to say, our works are few and our works almost seem fruitless, don't they? Such opposition against us. If there's ever a time in our culture when our nation needs to see us shine for the Lord Jesus and to see our good works, the light of Christ, exalt Him, exhibit Him, it's now, beloved, more than ever, we need that today. They need the light of Christ shown through His children to show some good works. Now, immediately. But there's a third thing I want you to see here. Not just that we should shine before the world. They should see our good works. If that takes place and we exalt Jesus as we should, there are going to be some sharing of that wonderful wonder of Christ throughout this nation. Did you get what He said in the latter part of that verse? Listen to what He said. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. And notice this. And glorify your Father which is in heaven. If we're true, beloved, if we're faithful to shine to the world, they'll see our good works, and then there'll be some people who will come to know Jesus Christ and give Him honor and glory and praise as you and I do today. These things will result. These things will be evident in our nation today when the world sees our good works. They're going to glorify our God, our Father, who's in heaven. So you see, we can expect to see the culture change. We can expect to see some people come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and glorify Him and exhibit Him and exalt Him as we do in our lives. Couldn't we expect that? See people saved once again. This is the only way, beloved, it's ever going to happen. It's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to our church. It's up to your testimony and my testimony, your influence and my influence to begin this. Do we want to see our culture change bad enough to let it begin in me? Let it begin in you? Let it begin in our church? That salt, that light. You see, we're commissioned of the Lord to be that salt and to be that light. It's only when we shine and we show those good works and exhibit Christ and exalt Him that others will come to know Him and glorify Him as we do. That awesomeness of Jesus Christ our Lord. I want our culture to change for the better, don't you? Before it's too late. Well, Jesus shows us the way right here in this passage. It's to exhibit Him. It's to exalt Him. It's to preserve this culture. It's to penetrate this culture. It's that we should let the good works that we do be seen by the world. And some, not all of course, but some, will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and His awesomeness and give their heart and life. They'll want the world changed like we want it changed. So they'll join in with us and glorify our precious Lord Jesus Christ. Will we do it as a church? Will we do it as individual children of God? You see, only time will tell. And I remind us again, time will tell on us. It will tell on us whether we do exhibit Jesus and exalt Him or not. Whether we are true to being the salt that we're called to be, the light that we're supposed to be, to shine before the world that they may see Jesus, not us. Carefully note that passage. He said that they may see your good works, but they'll glorify not the church. They'll glorify not you, not me. We don't deserve the glory. The glory all goes to Jesus Christ, to whom we're exhibiting every day and exalting Him through the lives that we live and the influence and the impact we give to our communities. It begins at home, just like missions. Missions begins in the individual, in the family, in the church, in the community, in the state, in the nation, and then to the world. I want to confront this dark culture in which we're living. I want to see it corrected. I can't correct it. You can't correct it. The church can't even correct it. But we can do what Jesus said, and He'll correct it as only He can do. As Brother Charles said, pray for our leaders. Our leaders won't even mention the name of God. Pray that God will get a hold of the leaders of our nation and turn their hearts or tie their hands, one of the two. Our culture needs preserving. I think it deserves to be preserved, don't you? We've had a great 200 plus years, our nation has. I want to see it continue. I want to do my part. I want our church to do our part, and missions, as Brian's talking about earlier, in local missions, in foreign missions, whatever way we can to impact our culture and insert some good works and some good things that'll help us be a better nation, a better church, a better Christian than what we are even today. Would you join with me? Would you help me? Would you help us to be that for the glory and the exhibiting and the exalting of our awesome Lord Jesus Christ? Let's stand together. I'm not going to extend an official invitation this morning, but I do want to ask this, that you'll take to heart what God shared with us and really let the Lord speak to your heart and my heart and the heart of our church, that when we go forth from these doors throughout this new coming week, that whenever you have an opportunity to impact somebody's life, when somebody's life crosses a path of your life, keep in mind your salt, your light. That person may be living in a state of darkness, not knowing Jesus. Their life might be in a state of decay and ruin. They need Jesus. Place Him wherever you can this week.
That was Pastor James Strickland at Sharon Baptist Church in his message entitled Confronting and Correcting Your Culture. You can find that on our website, SharonBaptistConcord.com. You can listen to other sermons as well there, or join us in person, 2628 Shady Lane Avenue in Kannapolis, Concord area. Get directions sent straight to your phone on our website. Again, that's SharonBaptistConcord.com. Or watch live stream on Facebook Sundays and Wednesdays, Sharon Baptist Concord. God bless you.